Shorewood resident Jason Moon was diagnosed with PTSD in 2004 after serving a year in Iraq with the Army National Guard. Moon says his PTSD manifests itself physically through nausea and insomnia. He says any soldier whose PTSD is caused by engaging the enemy should receive a Purple Heart.
It's no less caused by the enemy than an IED is. And what it's saying is that soldiers with PTSD aren't physically injured. They don't have real injuries, and they don't deserve to be recognized for the sacrifice they made.
Moon says by not recognizing PTSD as a physical injury, it adds to the stigma of the disease, and veterans may be less likely to seek help. Other veterans see the issue differently. Steve Lawrence is adjutant quartermaster for the Wisconsin Veterans of Foreign Wars. Lawrence says that to get a Purple Heart, the injury must be physical, like a gunshot wound.
My personal feelings on it are, I believe those veterans were wounded. They were wounded mentally as a result of war. And I think that needs to be recognized. Is a Purple Heart the appropriate recognition for that? I'm not sure.
Lawrence adds his opinion isn't necessarily that of the Wisconsin VFW. A manager at the Madison VA hospital says anywhere between 12 and 22% of returning service members suffer from PTSD. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.